Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. So how do you know that the business you want to start or the solution you are going to provide from the business you're starting, how do you know if it's going to solve a problem? How do you know? Well, if you're asking that question, then this episode is for you. In today's episode, I share the five questions you should ask your potential customers so you can discover their number one problem and their number one desire so that you can align it with the solution you create with the business you're going to start. I am so excited to dig into today's episode. So grab a pen and paper and let's dive into today's episode. Are you ready to streamline your focus and get clarity to start your online service-based business? Are you tired of struggling with lack of clarity, self-doubt, and the fear of being a public failure? Do you wish you had a clear plan you could follow to make your calling a reality? Hey friend, you don't have to stay stuck any longer. With a renewed mindset and a clear plan, you can start a business that fulfills your calling and makes a profit. I'm your host, Chichi Ukomado, a Christian business coach, Jesus follower, and a seven-figure service-based entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to streamline your focus, get clarity on your business idea, create your business launch plan, set up your business essentials, and launch your sustainable and profitable business from scratch. You will get tons of encouragement, godly wisdom, and accountability to grow in your faith and new business journey. It's time to partner with God and take your first step to start that business. You know the one I'm talking about? Yes, that one you've been putting off for a long time. You know you've been called to start a business, but you're struggling with lack of clarity, self-doubt, and the fear of being a public failure. I felt called to start a business too, and I was overwhelmed with a hectic home life. I had no time to waste scrolling through generic Google search results that didn't align with my faith. I wish I had a clear plan with the exact steps to help me start my business. So I know how it feels to live with a deep sense of unfulfillment while you are watching others fulfill their calling. That's why I created the Business Clarity Blueprint so I can offer the help I wish I had back then. If you're ready to streamline your focus and get clarity to start your business, go to startthatbusinesspodcast.com, locate the freebie section, and download the blueprint. You don't want to get to the end of your life and regret not taking the first step to start your business and fulfill your calling. You can be the Christian woman who dares to answer her calling to start a business instead of burying her God-given ideas. Take the first step to partner with God and start your business. Go to startthatbusinesspodcast.com and download my Business Clarity Blueprint. One of the ways you can create a service or an offer or a solution that resonates with your potential customers is to first discover their number one problem and the number one desire or outcome that they need solved from the problem. Now, God has put a desire in your heart to start a business, and every business is a solution to a potential customer's problem. Now, but before you start creating that solution, you need to understand the problem that solution is going to solve, so that you can make sure that that solution contains everything to solve the problem and give your potential customers the outcome that they desire. This is one of the ways you can create a service that resonates, a service that people want to buy, a service that people want to use to solve their problem. So now the question is, how do you discover this number one problem? How do you discover this number one desire or outcome that your potential customer needs your service to solve? The way to do this is to do what I call a potential customer interview. Yes, Now, you might hear some people call it market research. Now, I just want to say that market research is a much broader process that involves gathering, analyzing, interpreting data from your target market, and it involves so many other things. A potential customer interview can be part of a market research, but a market research is a much broader process, and you don't want to spend so much time there so that you don't get stuck in what I call analysis paralysis. So for this idea that God has put on your heart, the easiest way for you to discover the number one problem of your potential customer and to discover their number one desire is to do what I call a potential customer interview. Now, the reason why I like the potential customer interview is because it is unique. You're reaching out directly to the individuals who represent your target market, and you're directly interviewing them to gather insight. And the insights you gather, they're usually qualitative, so you can focus the interview understanding their needs, understanding their preferences, understanding their pain points, understanding their problems, understanding what they desire when this problem is solved. So the potential customer interview helps you really focus on the people or the types of people that fall into your target audience. And you just spend time asking them a series of questions. And as you ask them those questions, you get a deeper understanding of the problem they're dealing with and what they wish the solution should be. Now, once you gather all this insight, you can now go and plug it into the solution that your service is going to offer to them. So what that does is it creates alignment. Their problem, your solution is aligned, and they are more, the chances of them hiring your service is higher because you've spent time to understand their problem, you've spent time to understand their needs, their outcomes, their desires, and you created a solution that actually solves that problem and gives them that desire. So how do you conduct a potential customer interview? I will share an example. When I was about to start my coaching business, I reached out to two friends of mine who had told me in the past that they would like to start a service-based business. They are both in the medical profession. And I reached out to them and I told them, I said, look, I'm looking to start a coaching business that helps other women start service-based business. And I told them, you are my target customers. And can I ask you 5 questions to help me understand your needs better? And it won't take more than 10 minutes. Now, this was how I reached out to them. And I just sent them a text message. So you can do email, you can do text message. Just reach out to people in your circle, maybe in a Facebook group you're part of, or maybe in your place of work, or in your family or friends, people that are your target audience or potential target audience that might be interested in the service or in the business you're about to start. So reach out to them via text or email and ask them, oh, I have 5 questions I would like to ask you. This is what I'm trying to start. Can you give me 10 minutes of your time? Most of them will say yes. I'm yet to find someone that has said no to me when I say I just want to interview you, because people like to talk about themselves. So that should help you and put your mind at ease that you should be able to find potential customers to interview. I also like to mention that I've had times where I have had to give people an incentive in exchange for their time. So I will go to like a Facebook group or Facebook groups that I'm part of, and I will post a message there saying, please, I'm looking for maybe 5 people that I can interview. I tell them what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to start a coaching business that helps other people start a service-based business. Please, can you give me 10 minutes of your time? I will give you a Chick-fil-A gift card or a Starbucks gift card in exchange for your time. So I've had to do that sometimes too. Sometimes I'm able to just reach out and people say, yeah, I will get on the interview with you. So whichever way, whether you find people that are willing to do it in exchange for something or people that are willing to do it for free, you should be able to find people you can interview and tell them, I just want to understand your needs better. You fall into my target customer or potential customer. All right, once you have found the people that you want to interview, here are the 5 questions you should ask them to discover their number one problem and their number one desire. Now, I'm going to use my coaching business as an example so that you can see how the questions, or you can see how to structure the questions. Now, the number one question you should ask during the interview is, what is stopping you from insert the business that you're trying to start in there? So if I'm the one interviewing a potential customer, I will say, what is stopping you from starting your service-based business? Do you see how it goes? Yes. So that's the first question. When they tell you what is stopping them, they might go on this long ramble where they talk about different things stopping them. Just take note of every single thing that they talk about. Then the second question you should ask them is, what is the number one thing you are struggling with right now when you think about insert the service-based business you're interviewing them about? Now, let me give you an example. So if I'm interviewing a potential customer for my business, I will say, what is the number one thing you're struggling with right now when you think about starting a service-based business? Do you see how that goes? Yes? Easy peasy? Yes. As you're asking them these questions, you're taking notes. The answers to these questions is what you will sit down and analyze, and you'll be able to draw out what their number one problem is or the top 3 problems you think that came up as they were talking. The number 3 question, or the 3rd question you should ask during this interview is, what do you think are the reasons why you can't overcome that struggle? Remember, in number 2, we ask them, what is your number one struggle? So the 3rd question is, what do you think are the reasons why you can't overcome that struggle? Now, they will go off on a ramble and tell you so many things. Write it down. The 4th question you should ask your potential customer is, why do you want to insert the service-based business or the service that you're interviewing them about? Now, to give you an example, for me, if I'm interviewing a potential customer, I will say, why do you want to start a service-based business? All right. Now, the answer to this question would tell me what their desire is, because their why is usually the reason or what is driving them to do what they want to do. So that's a desire inside of them that they want to fulfill. So that is what the answer to this question will give you. Then the 5th question you should ask your potential customer is, what is the number one benefit you are looking to get from insert the service-based business or the service you are interviewing them about? If I give you an example, if it was a potential customer, the question would sound like this. What is the number one benefit you are looking to get from starting your service-based business? So you see how that goes. So question 1 to 3, the answers to those questions will help you understand their number one problem. Then question 4 and 5, the answers to those questions will help you understand their number one desire or the outcome that they're looking for when that problem is solved. So you see how these 5 questions, just these 5 questions alone, can give you a lot of qualitative insights into your potential customer's problem and what their number one desire is. Now, I call this interview, the answers you get from this interview, I call them gold. You should treat them as gold because they are valuable. You get to hear your potential customer describe their problem in their own words. And those words, you can use them in your marketing, in your organic marketing, maybe if you have a blog or podcast. When you get these answers from them, you can use these answers to market your services back to them in their own words. So when they're reading, say, your service page, and they're seeing the same words that they gave you when you were interviewing them, it resonates. They're like, yes, 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 yes. They're just checking off every box. So this is how powerful these five questions can be. And I'm going to drop these five questions in the show notes so that you can copy them and you can use them in your own interview as you interview your potential customers. So that is the benefit of doing the potential customer interview. There's some of the benefits I already mentioned. Like I said, you discover the exact words that your potential customer uses to describe their problems. You use those exact words to create or describe the services you offer, and you can create your solution to solve their number one problem and give them their number one desire. Another thing I would like to mention when it comes to the interview is frequency. How frequent should you do a potential customer interview? And again, the interview, should it be limited to only potential customers? Can you also interview existing customers? Yes, you can interview potential customers when you are just starting your business. So I'm assuming that you are just starting your business. You don't have any customers yet. You should interview potential customers. If you're an existing business owner and you have customers already, you can also follow these same steps to interview existing customers, because the thing with customer is their needs change over time. So if your customer has a need now, maybe a year or 2 years from now, that need might change. So that's where the frequency comes in. I will recommend that you interview either, if you're just starting out, potential customers before you launch your business. If you're already an existing business owner, I will suggest that you interview customers, your existing customers, once a year at the minimum. So once a year at the minimum. So you can do your initial interviews before you start your business. Then after you start your business, you want to do at least once a year. You want to interview your customers, know where they are, see if their needs have changed, so that you can improve your solution or improve your services to cater to their current needs. Now, some people do their interviews once a quarter. So every quarter, they will interview existing customers. Some people do it biannually, so twice a year, they might do customer interview. So it depends on what you're trying to achieve. So there's no hard or fast rule about it. But I would definitely recommend before you start your business, do at least one potential customer interview with at least five people. Then after you launch your business, you can do it once a year at the minimum, or once a quarter if you're able to, or biannually. But it's very good to always interview your customers so that you can know what their needs are over time. Frequent customer interviews helps you stay up to date with the changes that your customers are experiencing. It helps you keep your solution up to date. It helps you improve your service. So it's great to do frequent customer interviews. I officially started my annual customer interview this month for my coaching business. So in my coaching business, I do my annual customer interviews once a year. Now this year, I'm doing something different. I'm giving away five business coaching sessions to five people who complete my customer interview survey. It's a one-hour coaching session. If you have been looking to coach with me, this is your opportunity. Now, if you would like to be entered to win one of the 5 business coaching sessions, go to startthatbusinesspodcast.com and complete my customer interview survey for this year. Now, the survey will close on April 17th, so don't sit on it. Don't wait till the last minute so that you can be entered. The 5 winners will be announced via email on April 19th. So keep your eyes peeled to your email after you complete the survey to see if you were among the 5 winners. I am so excited. I've never done this before. This is my first time doing this, but I hope you listening will be one of the 5 people that win a 1-hour coaching session with me and get the clarity you need to get unstuck and get going with your service-based business. All right, let's recap real quick. 5 questions you should ask your potential customers to discover their number one problem and their number one desire. The first question is, what is stopping you from enter the service you provide? The second question is, what is the number one thing you're struggling with right now when you think about enter the service you provide? The number 3, what do you think are the reasons why you can't overcome that struggle? Number 4, why do you want to enter the service you provide? Number 5, what is the number one benefit you're looking to get from enter the service you provide? Matthew 7, verse 7 to 8 reads, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you the courage you need to go knocking at your potential customers' doors, their emails, their phones, seeking for information, asking them these 5 questions so that you can understand their number one problem and their number one desire. I pray all this for you, and I pray that you will gain a lot of insight as you step out in faith to ask, to seek, to knock from your potential customers. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd love it if you could leave me a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you learned something new and you were encouraged to take action. If so, will you stop right now and share this episode with someone so they can get the help you just got? I would also love it if you can leave a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Until next time, always remember you have all you need to start that business. So keep listening for more episodes. I'll meet you here next week.